have you been keeping up to date with the latest SpaceX launch? SpaceX was established by Elon Musk in 2002 with the hopes to eventually colonize the planet Mars. Last month, the company safely launched two ex-NASA astronauts into orbit. And inspired by this latest SpaceX venture, scientists and engineers from Queensland's Gilmore Space are planning their own launch by 2022. It's going to involve hybrid rocket technology. To find out more today, we are joined with James Gilmore, the co-founder and chief operating officer of Gilmore Space Technologies. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Marlene, and your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let me start off by asking, what is the significance of an Australian commercial space company?
Well, interesting question. Well, at the end of the day, I think it's not as important as, say, healthcare, but it's just as important. Mm. You know, at the end of the day, space technology is the future and it's happening now. A lot of people don't know that Australians are 100% dependent in everyday life in space technology. Things like Wi-Fi, Teflon, satellite data, deriving information on weather, GPS, ATM transactions, remote community internet, satellite phones, coastal protection. So very important and very significant.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff that we're using day to day that's important for our day-to-day lives. Now, tell me about the Gilmore Space launch in 2019. What happened and what did you learn?
Sure. Well, just a bit of backstory. So Gilmore Space Technology has been operating since 2015 here in Gold Coast. We currently employ about 50 staff, and we're working on our orbital vehicle called Eris. We've tested over 100 hybrid rocket motor engines with thrusts ranging from 150 newtons to 82,000 newtons. We launched our first rocket in July 2016, and we attempted in 2018 and 19, we designed and built and tested a 9-meter suborbital flight vehicle from a mobile launch platform. So a huge effort. Unfortunately, the test failed in the final 10 seconds, so we had already started the countdown due to an error in the pressurization system. However, we gained so much valuable experience with the attempt in areas including design, testing, assembly, structures, ablative systems, rocket nozzles, fluid systems, avionics, obviously test plant and logistics. So since then, we have been involved in design and development of an orbital launch vehicle called Eris, and we have been testing our way and completed two 45-second and 110-second full-duration motor burns of this motor. And so some really exciting times.
Absolutely. And your website says that you're launching small sats into orbit from 2022. Just quickly, what exactly is a small sat?
Well, a small sat, or a small satellite, is a satellite of low mass, usually under 500 kilograms in weight. So just a bit of backstory, some professionals at Stanford University in 1999 proposed the CubeSat reference design. And then there was what we would probably refer to as a small satellite revolution. Now, your listeners might have heard the term called a CubeSat. So a CubeSat is a type of miniaturized satellite for mainly space research, and that's made up of multiples of 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres, usually around 1 kilogram in weight. But your listeners might not be aware of the different classifications which are used to categorise such miniature satellites based on things like weight, so the nanosatellites, 1 to 10 kilograms, and mini-satellites, 1 to 500 kilograms.
And when we're talking about the launch, it's going to be located in Australia, which is really exciting, and in far north Queensland. Where exactly is it going to be located and can I watch?
Well, look, we would love to launch from Queensland. Obviously, designing and building a launch vehicle in Queensland, we'd love to see it launch from sovereign soil. That where we're going to launch from isn't really clear and well defined.
Okay.
If it actually comes to it, we might have to launch from Kennedy Space Center. But we are working with the government, who's taking a lot of actions with regards to releasing a space strategy in Queensland that does indicate that they will support a spaceport. Now, there are a number of factors that go into making an area quite suitable or influence conditions for a spaceport. So, being close to the equator does help, but isn't the only thing. It does really help if you're able to launch over water. That reduces your risk and improves your range safety analysis. But then the other big key thing is obviously having local support. And there has been an area identified north of Mackay where there will be an announcement, we believe, soon. So I don't want to steal anyone's thunder. But, the site is suitable. We've got a lot of local support. And there's a number of other stakeholders that are looking to be involved. Now, Marlene, of course, we would love everybody to be able to visit that area and to witness some of these what's called light launches launch into space. That would just be huge.
That would be amazing. And it sounds like lots of interesting stuff that's happening at the moment. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it.
No problem, Marlene. Happy to chat.